Revelatory Encounter Number 4. Set aside this time to encounter God in a fresh way that will bring you into a deeper revelation of delighting in the Lord from your oneness with Him. You cannot rush this. Have your journal ready to write down everything you see and hear so you will remember and be a good steward. Delighting in the Lord. Song of Songs, chapter 1, verse 4, in the Passion Translation, says, "Draw me into your heart. We will run away together into the king's chamber inside of a chamber. We will remember your love, rejoicing and delighting in you, celebrating your every kiss as better than wine. No wonder righteousness adores you." Let's practice delighting in the Lord. Meditate on this verse, and in your own words, let the Lord know your delight in Him. Questions to ask the Holy Spirit. What are the desires of my heart, Lord? What are those things I have always had in my heart to do or see in this lifetime? Allow Holy Spirit to answer for you and bring up something you may have said a long time ago. It could be anything like to see a city saved or to see the Colosseum in Rome. Thank you. Lord, what is the womb of your desire and the place or places of influence I'm in right now? What do I need to step out in, do, or say within this place of influence? You may have a picture of yourself doing or saying something in this place of influence. Thank you. John 16:24 in the English Standard Version says, "Until now you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, so that your joy will be the fullest possible joy." Now, in your own words, take a few minutes to ask for these things the Lord showed you, His desires and your desires to come about through you so His light can shine and His glory is displayed. What to expect afterwards. Pay attention over the next 6 to 12 months to the opportunities that will arise that will lead you right into your heart's desires. It is His delight. You will be provoked to pour out praise to the Lord.